Boneboy Speaks, Episode 81, Comcast, Encrypting for Dollars. I'm proud of the fact that I pay Comcast very little money every month, considering what I, considering the service I get. You know, I'm just limited basic and internet. And honestly, I think I pay them too much as it is. I'm surprised at what people are willing to pay them. You know, of course, we compare bills with other people, and they're like, wow, you don't pay as much as we do. Yeah, well, we don't get as much either, but we find that we don't need it. But in any case, the ever-changing crap at Comcast continues here. So on my digital television, which I don't have a set-top box for on purpose because they cost money, and I get limited basic channels, and honestly, that's all I want. And, well, I made the mistake of turning on my television this evening, and I discovered that, wow, some channels are now gone. I can't find them. I mean, I ended up going, you know, I tried to rescan and do all that stuff, and it still couldn't find the channels. And I even went so far as to factory reset the television. Since when does the television need to be factory reset? It should be just a dumb freaking screen. But, you know, even digital televisions are more complicated than they used to be. So anyway, I did all that, and I did find some of the channels had moved. But at some point during this process, I called Comcast, and I said, okay, so are you... Why, you know, they said, well, you don't have a box. Well, you need a box. I'm like, well, no, I don't need a box. Your website says I don't need a box. And then I asked him, I said, so is this related to the fact that you're getting away from ClearQuam or unencrypted digital signals and going to encrypted ones? And they said, yes. I said, okay, well, then you need to give me a box for free. And they said, no, you're going to have to pay for a box. And, of course, I lost my mind. They said I'd have to talk to the billing department tomorrow and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, I was annoyed enough at the whole thing that I actually went and filed a complaint with the FCC, and I don't normally do those kinds of things. But, really, all of this... So apparently what also happened is that at some point the cable companies lobbied the FCC to say, well, we want to encrypt all of our channels because it'll make life easier for us. And the FCC said, okay, well, you have to agree to a couple things. And there's some guidelines about how often they, or, you know, they have to provide free equipment. If you were getting limited basic before, there's a list of them. I'll put a link in the show notes. And of course, I think, you know, what Comcast really was doing was they're trying to upsell me. And they did try and upsell me, which of course just upset me even more. And, you know, when my wife saw me hang up from these guys, and I was very upset, and my wife was like, wow. And, you know, I don't get angry that often, really, really angry. But I was livid with Comcast because they wanted to charge me more money. And I'm quite honestly not for that. I want to pay Comcast as absolute little as possible. And in fact, I'd rather pay them $0 because that's the level of service I get from them, to be quite honest. Anyway, so... I'll probably follow up with them tomorrow and find out. But basically, you know, Comcast, of course, is trying to squeeze more money out of the people that aren't paying them very much. And they're going to try and find ways to upsell and stuff. But and so you just have to watch out and realize that if you are like me and have limited basic and things stop working, oh yeah, and they move channels around too, they don't. You know, I've not gotten any formal notification from Comcast that they're going to encrypt their channels. I just happen to be an informed telecom and consumer and know what's going on, and I knew the questions to ask. So anyway, I'm just incredibly frustrated with Comcast. My comments on Twitter and ADN were quite colorful this evening. But in any case, I hope that I can find some solution. That's the other problem, is that there's really no other choice, right? I mean, I'm going to have to pay more with some other provider for either internet or television service, and I'm probably going to get less service for it as a result, which is, so it's like, you know, they're the only high-speed broadband provider in the area. They're the only company I can get, you know, limited basic. Everything else is, of course, you know, with Dish or whatever is a lot more expensive. And so it's, so basically, you know, Comcast can pretty much dictate the terms on which I get internet access and all of these other things. And quite honestly, it sucks that it's this way. I wish there were more competition. It's kind of like, it's almost kind of like the cell phone service. At least there's you know, four providers, at least in my area. And, you know, there's some bit of competition, but not really. It seems like they all pretty much charge about the same price. So yeah, it's, the whole system needs to change. There needs to be more providers. There needs to be, better choices. And, all right, before I talk anymore, I think I'm just going to stop now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.